Hemshech Chayim Beis, Volume 1, we're up to Discourse 35, page 265, Baal Eischa. Well, let's sum up where we're at. So the Rebbe Rashab is explaining to understand the difference between the Ovis and Matan Torah, where the Ovis transmitted or draw down the energy into existence, in the structure of existence, but to the extent, the maximum extent that you can bring the Elokus godliness into existence, ad bli dai, as we spoke, that in existence it's to the maximum parameters. Matan Torah will be a'er chadash, a new energy that was unprecedented. So the Bira Inyan, in the last Maimon, the second day of Shavuos, chapters 134 through 136, says Bira Inyan, and there's two types of Yehudim. One, which is maintenance, a maintenance contract, and this is all the way till the perfection, even before Eitz Hadas, Chet Eitz Hadas. Another is innovative energy, something new, something unprecedented, something never transmitted ever before. And to explain those two Yechudim, we went into the Arizal's Kabbalah. These two Yechudim is called Yechud Yisrael Saba V'Tfuna, is the lower Yechud. That's the maintenance. And then you have, that's Avo Tatoin, as he calls it, Abba V'Ima Tatoin, Chochma Bina Tatoin. And then you have, the second is Yichud Abba V'Ima Eloin, Shehein Atzmus Hamech, which is the core intelligence, which actually we didn't even discuss yet. He primarily discussed the first one, Yisrael Saba Tfuna. To understand Yisrael Saba Tfuna, went into a whole discussion, what is Yisrael? Zuta. If there's Saba, there's a Zuta. Saba means the great one, or the aged one. Zuta is the small one. And then there's Yaakov. So briefly, it's all about Meichen and Midas, and Meichen's relationship, intelligence, and emotions. So Yaakov is the lower level. Yaakov is primarily Midas, that is informed by intelligence, but intelligence there is mostly concealed. It's like he says, Psak Halacha is the reason given for a Halacha. Halacha here would be the Midah, meaning the resolution, the ruling. In Aveda, it's the element of it's your benefit, so it's your emotional need. You feel the need for it, and there's some reason behind it. Then comes Yisrael Zuta. So Yaakov, as he said, is the Matam Achazeh, below the chest. It's the lower part of the Midas, meaning the lower part of Zah. The higher part of Zah is Yisrael Zuta. Yisrael Zuta, meaning is Nar Yisrael already. Now we're talking Yisrael, but it's still in the state of Nar. What is Nar Yisrael? Because it's already. Let me just see a second. Yeah. So Yisrael Zut is already. It's still Midas, but now you're talking already. The Midas are being informed by a more mature intelligence. So they're maturing the Midah too. We discussed that at length. So Meichen the Godless is causing the Midas to be also Godless. But it's still primarily Midas. Like he gave, either Marat Kochenzich, the passion in learning Torah, the kissing of Rab Shimon because he heard something profound. But it's still Midas. Then comes Yisrael Saba, which is really what we want to discuss. Yisrael Saba. So Sab is the level of Meichen itself. So now we're in the domain, the patsuf of intelligence, but intelligence itself is also Midas. But here the Midas are primarily intellectual emotions, so to speak. And he explains it in two ways. A lower level is the excitement, intellectual excitement. That too, there's two levels. There's a hidden emotions where you're so immersed in the subject matter you can't even feel and sense the excitement. And then there's a place where you do it more the external, more superficial understanding where you do sense it. But then comes the primary meaning of Midas. And here's like a chiddush in what the word Midah means, actually. We usually define Midah as emotion. Question is it an emotion that is either impulsive, or is it an emotion that's guided by intelligence? Is it an emotion that's matured by intelligence? Is it an emotion, an excitement that comes as a result of intelligence? Here he explains that there's another thing in Midah, and Midah here from the word Nitiya. Not Midah as an emotion, but Midah as an inclination. an inclination, that an intelligent concept can be inclined to zeicha, or to be chayiv, to chesed or to gvura or to din. So there, when a judge or someone who's a scholar is reviewing a subject matter, and there's going to be implications from this idea. The idea includes all kinds of directions it can go into. It can go this way. So the application, so to speak, the inclination, the netiyah, and the bechein is the midah here. He says, and this is a far more subtle and higher level of a midah in the meichen. So meichen be'etzem is really, as he explained at length, is really, what's the word I want to use? Internal. You travel inward. Midas cannot be a midah without dealing with someone else. Meichen works best when it's on its own. Because he says, because be'etzem meichen are atzmi. Meichen is etzem. And midas is already expression. So once meichen is already intelligence, already coming closer to some conclusion, you're already talking a yurid. And this is Yisrael Saba. Yisrael Saba is this level where the mind begins to relate to some type of inclination, whether it may be chesed or gvura. But it's still an intellectual-driven energy. It's not an emotion, as we said before, a feeling. His intellect is saying, is b'mechayiv, and saying, all that I know tells me that this person is this person prevails, and the other one is wrong. This one's right, this one's wrong. So midah here is not a personal subjective feeling about it. It's a conclusion that has a very particular application, a particular midah called chesed. So here chesed is not the excitement that you love what you're learning. It's the idea that you're learning has led you to a conclusion that's a chesedika conclusion. So it's far more cognitive than it is emotional. Then he explains that in this itself, there's the two levels. There's the midas in chachma, and there's the midas in bina. What does this mean? The midas in chachma is that a person who has this goes through this cognitive process just senses that this is chesed and this is din. He can't really explain it. It's just almost an intellectual intuition. That's chokhmah. And bina is where they can explain and fully give an argument why this one's right and this one's wrong. Or why this chesed or why gvura. Or why din. But either way, this is higher than his hispailus sichli, the excitement that comes in seichel. And this is the level of Yisrael Saba. Then he continued in the last chapter that we learned, in chapter 136, that this is also the meaning of Shari Bina. What does it mean, Shari Bina? Or the gates of Bina? Because a gate implies that there is an area that you're in. He says a chutz or a courtyard. And at the end of the courtyard, there's a gate. So he explains the courtyard is the cognitive process. The gate is already when you come into a place where you, like he says, a yitzia from the intellectual comprehension to a particular direction. That's a shar. So there's a shah that goes to chesed, there's a shah that leans towards gvura, etc., etc. Then he explained there's two types of sha'arim. One is from the intellect, from the, let's say, the courtyard of your mind, you end up with a certain inclination, chesed and gvura. Then there's a second, he said, there's a lower gate where meichel leads to midas, to actual feelings. So this is what he calls a higher gate and a lower gate. Tarei lo, he says, See a pnimis. He said, "Yesh tarin iloin v'tarin tatoin." On the bottom of page Reish Samach Gimel 263. There are higher gates and there are lower gates. And that's why we say susharim reshechem twice, the two different types of gates. So these are in Bina itself. There's the gate. That's the Yitzhiyah L'chutz Me'ameichen, Lias Teldes Hamidus, that's the lower gate. Tarnilon, Psichus Eretz Masagel Hatis L'chazgur, that the mind itself is leaving the so-called all possibilities, all the different possibilities. You know, when you're in the intellectual process, the cognitive process, you review every possible way, and then you come to a certain conclusion, intellectual conclusion. And then there's the so-called application as it moves into the actual Midas and feelings. So we've established that Yisrael Saba, all this is coming to explain the level of Yisrael Saba and Tfuna. So Yisrael Saba is what? Is the Midas in Chochmah, and Tfuna is the Midas in Bina. And we say Midah here, the main meaning of Midah here is not as an emotional excitement, but an inclination. An intellectual application of Chesed, intellectual application of Gvura. Like a judge who rules. You're right, you're wrong. Zeche Chayev. Zakai Chayev. Or you say Kosher Posel. These are Midas, Kosher and Posel. They're Chesed and Gvura. But they're purely Midas of Meichen. Whereas the intellect itself, prior to its conclusion, is really combines and includes them all. And the last section that we learned, he says, "Vaprati is inyan." I'm reading Reish Samach Dalet now. Is he saw this is now nihi of Abba and Ima. So before he was talking that it's that Yisrael Saba is Chochma and the Midas of Chochma, that is, that was the inclination that Chochma, which we said, like the Hisamtus, you sense something is right, Shosik Rav, even though you don't have explanation, he can't explain it in words. And Tfuna is the Midas in Chpina. Now he says it's Nihi. Basically, Nihi. So it's not just Midas in general, it's the lower level of the Midas. Now, what's the difference between Chagas in something and Nihi? So in Tanya, he says, Yes, HaKadosh, that Nihi refers to the Mashpia. Let's say Nihi of the Meichen refers to how the Mashpia is preparing himself to connect with and preparing how to communicate an idea. So you could have the idea itself, and you're not interested. You're not focusing on communicating the idea. You yourself on your own are thinking. As we said, Meichen is beyond Midas. It's ideas, and you will think about it in every possible angle. Chesed, Gvura. You'll stretch the idea in every direction. If someone has already an inclination before they begin, it's not an intellectual process. That's a bias. So a real cognitive process is no biases. But then comes a point you want to explain it. So Chesed and Gvura would be more, okay, is this Mechayev or Mezake? Is this something that says, leads us to conclude that there's merit here, or it concludes that we reject it? But then there's Nihi. Nihi is the focus within intelligence, the ability to communicate it to others. So Netzach and Hoyda are called Kloyes Yoyitzes, which means like advisors, the kidneys that advise, referring to different parts of the body that have so-called that quality. So Netzach and Hoyd advise. Yisod is the bond that he says in Tanya. Here he doesn't go into the details, but basically Nihi is like he puts it, Nihi, so now there's two things. There's Nihi and Chachma, and there's Nihi and Bina. What's the difference between the two? And I think what I maybe was confused and I keep going back to it, because the question here is, it seems to me now that he's talking within the Mashpia. This is all within the person who's conceiving of the idea. And now he's moving to the next stage that he's going to communicate the idea. So there's a Nihi in his Chachma, there's a Nihi in his Bina. So let's start like this. Nihi and Chachma. So that's what does he say? There's two things. Chochmah on its own is removed. It's detached. You get an idea, it's like a flash. So you could initially ostensibly say Chochmah has no relationship to the lower levels. It's a flash of an idea. If you're lucky, Bina grabs it and develops it. If you're not, the flash goes where most ideas go. Right? So he says no. And Mashiach b'chokhmah, so the he of chokhmah does something; it creates handles, so to speak. Mashiach b'chokhmah keich leis b'chin says pashtus is gal chutz la'atzme shel chokhmah. So that chokhmah, even though chokhmah is coming, is a spark from keser, from let's call the unconscious. It's not a spark that just disappears. There's an he in chokhmah that allows it to connect to bina, connect downward. So that's what he says. That's what nihi is. The koyach. That should go outside of its chokhmah. And he says there are two things in this. In the he itself, there's two elements. There's two. One is the keich hagil la'atzmei. That's not just a flash and idea, but you can actually, let's put it this way, you can be aware of this idea to some extent. The habez And the second thing, gili el hanivdul memenu, that not only can you share, not only can you be aware and cognizant of your idea, and not just it disappears like a flash of lightning, because you could say basically chachma is like a flash of lightning. It comes and goes. As I said, if you're lucky, something grabs it, but chachma on its own is elusive. She's saying the he of chachma gives it some type of that you can handles exactly, and that you can even talk about this idea to yourself, and then share with someone. You say, I had an idea today. So that mere fact that you can say I had an idea, even if it's not developed, we're not talking about bina yet, is already the nihi of chachma. That's what he's saying. Okay, I'm just talking it out here because it's a little. So that second is el hanivdul memenu. V'zeu inyan klo yisrei. Says that's a chayid yisod. That's nihi. Eich lahashpia, how to transmit it. Now you're not really transmitting it yet because it's still chachma. Remember, it's not bina yet. V'hu lahamtzi inyanim eich lahav yisayin. Sichli el azulas, and that's basically that chachma has within it the seeds, the handles, to be able to explain it to another besides to yourself.
Every chachma's part comes with a nihi.
It potentially comes. It's our work to do the nihi, obviously, you know, because if you know, it can just disappear. Well, nihi is like a
reveal
day. Right. In other words, chachma has within it everything from chesed, from chachma. Every sphere has all 10 spheres in it. But obviously, you're going to have to do something about it. For example, you hear an idea, you want to communicate it. So you're going to have to work on revealing the nihi.
So basically, once that just flashed by, you missed the plot. You missed the moving plot.
Most ideas just flash by, actually. Some of them we don't even remember.
You didn't catch that nihi, basically.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, you could say that. I mean, he doesn't go into how. He's talking what. The how needs to be discussed, but clearly there's an element of klei sheitzes. It's very subtle because you see we're not even talking nihi and natsilis, the lowest nihi that's going to the mashmakabel. We're talking nihi and the chachma. It's such a dakazdika level. It's in the spark is already the beginnings of this connection. Basically, it's the handle to bina. It's the channel. It's the gate into bina. That's what it looks like. He doesn't say that also specifically, but it sounds to me like that. But then he goes like this. Okay.
Maybe
Mazne
doesn't mean handles
here,
like you said.
Yeah, okay. Even more subtly, this is the Medida in Nekudas HaChachma. Remember, we speak about Chachma as a Yud, a letter Yud. So usually we speak as Yud, that we have no way to capture a spark on paper. So the closest you have is a point. But really, it's not even a point. I mean, it's a point, but meaning it's a way for us. But we look at a yud, there's another side. The Chassidus talks that the yud actually has a kreitzer shel yud, has a top, has a bottom, has a middle, when you break it down. So overall, it's just a point. But chachma does have in it a nihi, which means that says that's the medida in the kudus chachma she'ef shalov menedi de'ashpa al-azulas. This is, as I said, a little subtler than what he said before. Before, it's like a tool that's outside of chachma, but allows you to hold on to chachma. Chachma itself actually has a medida. That's what nihi is. Okay. And now comes tfuna. So tfuna now is again nihi within chpina. Okay. This is the meaning that you absorb and you contain. Klita means when something settles in and it's like to stay. You can say it's like a permanence. Niklat. It's not just passing by. Not just a tourist. It's a resident. Okay. So that's niklat. What means niklat in Seichel? That the thing that leitzach by you, you know, that you really get it. So he says, this is b'yeser ba'kelim shekli mechen hen kelim l'kabel er Seichel. This is increasingly more important, but primarily in the containers. See, chachma doesn't really have containers. Chachma is a spark. So here you're already talking tfuna, containers. This is the hisyashvus. And he calls this a tafsan. Tafsan means someone that grasps. You know, tafsan means someone that gets it. He says there are two types of tafsan. There's one who gets it more and externally, which means he doesn't fully comprehend it, but he gets You can say he gets it in a general sense. And then we're talking here, we're talking about Tvisei B'chinas Klita. Here we're talking about someone who really grasps it and internalizes it. And when that happens, so the Eir HaSeichel then gets concealed. It's not revealed. It's not as revealed because now it's so-called internalized within the container. So in other words, like Chochma, you'd say the energy is far higher. Here, the focus is far more on the containment of the energy. And this is again all seemingly in the Meshpia. And here it goes. Okay. So you have the idea has now become contained. Zehu hakel lebchinas nihi da'aba. This zehu, this tfuna, which is nihi of bina, the klita, is a container. So it uses the word container two lines before, so probably it's connected to keli. This is a keli because in nihi of abba doesn't appear like there's kelim there. Nihi are handles. It's true that in chokhma you have the sparks, the seeds of it being manifest, like he said before. Eich, what were the words you used? Eich lashpi avul hamtzin yonim, eich gilil. Yeah, but there's no keli where it should be contained. This becomes the keli for nihid abba. Leida eich lashpia, like he said in the kitzur. That the leida eich lashpia is not going on the nihi of abba; it's going on the nihi of bina. Right, that's the key here. Let me go back. Lishness. So what is he saying here? To lay the eich lahashpia. So even though he said nihi of abba already is knowing how to be mashpia, but here's the keli for it. Lishanesi lave become in yonim shenim. So clearly this brings it down even further. And this is my mamukim ish tfunis yadlano shadela mashkala acher. Tfunis. The word is here that focuses on the word tfuna. That through Niklat Etzla Inyan Betu of Yecholti Lhovis Inyan El Azulis. By him containing the idea, well, he can explain it to another. Where I got confused, and I still not perfect for me, to be honest, is that, you know, when initially it appears that he's saying that Tfuna is the Keli, to help Chochma, so to speak, reach into others. Right? Why? Because Bina is the Klita of it. And once you were able to contain it, you're able to explain it to others. Okay, I guess that's the way it means here. So in other words, the Mashpi himself begins with Nihi of Abba, which is like the general seeds of how to explain it. And in Bina, because it gives it a container and it's more fully understand, he'd be able to Niklat, it's Klita. So that brings out the Nihi of Abba into action, so to speak, into details. That's what apparently he's saying, right? So you said you understood it?
Yeah. But I don't know how you got
the thing is, the problem, it's not so much a problem. So then question would be, what would be with Nihid if there was no Nihi of Abba? If you only had Abba, Chochma, and that jumps to Bina, and Bina is the Klit, and Bina has Nihi, that
the
tells
within
you.
Within Chochma. The Bina within Chochma?
No, it's not within. It's Tfuna. It looks like it's not within. It's a Chochma Bina. So the answer would be missing is, that yes, you would be able to explain some of it, but the real intensity of the original idea would really never be able to be explained to somebody. Maybe that's the meaning.
That goes and goes.
In other words, if you don't have the nihi of Abba, of Ima, maybe
that's
that was what I was looking at. See, because when I read that, it sounded to me that's the power to be able to explain it. But he's saying here, this is the keli for that.
Right.
And he says almost the same, but there he said, Eich lahashpia, and here he says, L'shanese, Levi becoming Yanim Shenim. That he doesn't say before. Before he said, what did he say? La Hamtzin Yanim Eich Lahavis Inyan Sichle Lazulus. In other words, the general idea of how to bring it to another. But the details, becoming Yanim Shenim, to actually do it, you need to contain the idea. In other words, a person has, let's put it this way, if a person has a flash of an idea, okay, so Nihi gives it handles, that's not going to, that it could possibly be contained and drawn down. but it's not drawn down yet. Then comes Bina, where you begin to, you yourself start a klita. You begin to take the seed of Chachma, and it settles into you. It's like a b'meima, actually, Abba v'ima. The seed of the father, Chachma, enters the womb, but it settles, it's fertilized. So now the idea has taken hold. Klita means it can begin to develop. So now, because the Nehi of Abba planted the seed that you can communicate to another, Bina brings it out into full fruition, because now you contain it, and now you're able to actually take it, Abba and Ima together, and bear a child, and explain it to another person. If you didn't have Nehi of Abba, it would be like having a mother without a father, essentially.
But everything we learn is tense.
So, hold on. Yeah, no, I understand. But basically, more practically, it would be that the intensity of Chachma, like you said, the Eir, that's not Nelam. In Bina, it's Nelam. Yes, you're getting it contained, but on the other hand, the Chachma is being concealed, the intensity. That Nehi of Abba says the intensity even of the original idea also travels through Bina, and the Nehi of Bina allows it to be communicated. So you can not just communicate to your student the comprehension of the idea, you can also communicate the excitement and the passion of that original innovation, that energy.
That'll only get after 40 years.
That intensity.
Halavai.
No, but that you're adding. He doesn't say that here, but fine. Just I'm going to qualify. This is Rav Moshe is adding his commentary.
No, but it's Nihida Avos, so it only has to take 9 months.
The Rebbe once said, if you have one person generation that saw, that went 40 years, he could already explain it to the rest that are younger than 40. The Rebbe answers a fundamental question. It says at the end of the Torah, Moshe says, we went through 40 years of the wilderness, now you can, and there was a lot of people who were born, the people going into Eretz Yisrael were all born afterwards. So they're not 40 yet. There's people born in Midbar. So the Rebbe says, that there are people who already got it, and they can already explain it. Because Arbayim Shana is only individual. It's not, you can't say for a generation. They're in Pasuk, and Mashma is not just individuals. Mashma the whole generation.
There's only two people there, Kalev and
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the Rebbe. No, Kol Yifuna was the remain, but the whole generation, yeah. The Rebbe said Yachas to Yud Beis Tammuz once that the people 40 years from Yud Beis Tammuz, he says, most people here were not there, but Yud Beis Tammuz is because there's some people that were. I guess the Rebbe himself, so they could give you the taste of it. Obviously, it doesn't come to fore, but to go back to this, okay, so this is the pshat. Mm-hmm. It's very subtle, and I think it's meidik because you talk about the switches of the interface. Let's go back to the big interface. What we have here is we really have, you know, as I said, Ayin Beis is a meticulous, almost like engineering of existence, and every switch has to be counted for. One switch missing. And like, you know, it's like you can have an electrician come, he can't figure out the problem. And sometimes it's some stupid little thing. But that one little thing, you take that away, the whole thing doesn't work, no matter how big the machine is. So here, every step is critical. So I see here some new steps that that we didn't really spell out before. And that is, number one, we're talking about the Ovis, ultimately. Remember, this is going to be the Ovis. Yisrael Saba and Tfuna, the Yichud of Yisrael Saba and Tfuna, which didn't even focus on so much, but it's clear it's the Yichud, is that they're able to reconnect. After the Chet Eitz Hadas, there was a disconnect. Let's put it this way. If you talk about an electrical circuit, there was a cutoff. Seven generations made seven cutoffs. You know, when you say the Shekhinah went up, it doesn't mean physically, you know, it means the seven cutoffs. Avram began to reconnect. This reconnect, you're connecting Eirein Sof. But Eir HaSof, as he manifests, as he said, Eir HaGvul, to create existence. We're talking here about maintaining and sustaining existence. Because Chet Eitz Hadas didn't just compromise the Bligvul. It didn't just compromise the transcendent. It compromised the basic awareness that there's a God even in nature. It compromised Elohim, not just Havaya. Because people began Avodah Zarah. They were like, they denied there was a God. So Avraham, the Avos brought back the Eir HaGvul, as he says, to the fullest extent possible. To make the world filled with godliness, but only to the parameters of structure of existence. That's great. But is it only because Matan Torah would do more? But don't minimize what it is.
Kelelem.
It's godly. The Velt is Alakus. Imagine revealing that everything you see in the world is godliness. Except it's not the bleak wool of godliness, it's the godliness that manifests. You hear, you look at a table, you see that God's energy. So let's not minimize this. I'm just saying that. So this is just Mamala Kalam. This is just Sheir Shagvul. But to the extent fully, to the full extent possible. What is the expression they say? They will be prosecuted to the full extent possible?
Anything
huh?
Used against you.
Yeah. Here's the opposite. Everything you say can be used for you, but to the full extent. Okay. So what you need here, therefore, you need here every, the maximum would be not just bringing into the world a diminished level of elikus, but as much as you can. So you need yisol, saba, and tfuna. Because you want to bring the passion and the intensity of the original idea of chokhmah. You want to make sure that it's niklat, and that doesn't disappear again. You know, what Avram did, that Noach didn't do, was enosh. There was a tzaddikim before Avram, but they didn't make it last. Avram was the first that said yitzaveh as bonav as beisei achrav. He built a family. He built a community. He built a nation that was ready to stand by Mount Torah, which is one of the reasons that Mount Torah was not in the beginning of creation, because God wanted a keli for it. He didn't want to just be mamshech haner. He wanted it to remain. The first 10 generations messed it up. They got all the gifts, like the Gemara says, nizunim b'chazir shal kosh baruch hu. They were sustained by God's love. That's where they lived, and they lived almost 1,000 years. But they, like Rebbe speaks in Sichas, but there was no klita. It wasn't theirs. It was a gift. It was like a wealthy father showering his child with gifts. He'll ultimately be spoiled, and he was spoiled, and they destroyed the world. That's the first 10 generations. Avram came, Lahoyer, he came to bring back labor, not just, but sustainable. That it should be now something that will perpetuate. So the whole point of the Ovis was to create an environment in the world that is conducive and receptive to godliness. Like we said earlier, to make Kalim of Elukut, to make Kalim. The Friedrich Rebbe adds words that Avram was able to explain to Anoshim Pshutim Elukus, godliness. Made Kalim of people. Megayer Anoshim. In other words, he created a real dira. It wasn't yet Mount Torah, obviously, but it was powerful. So therefore, you need to have, in the spheres, what this means is you need the intensity of chokhmah, which is bringing from Elikus into Bina, and to make sure that you know how to be mashpiyat, that it should be receptive to them. And this is why every step here is critical. So this really is amazing.
Get this whole thing.
So it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable because, in other words, take away one step here. That's why I'm wondering. That's why I'm saying you have to have why nihi of Abba and you need nihi of Bina. Every step is necessary. Take one away and something is missing. This is good. Very good.
I have a question.
Let me just 1 second.
You could have gone to nihi of Chokhmah of Abba. He could have went down.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's Yisrael Saba and Tfuna. And we have the avoid of it in our lives. It means that when you're be mashpia on somebody, it's not just enough to give them a little taste, an appetizer. You have to apply yourself. That's Nihi. And you have to apply yourself even from the actual point. You don't want them just to get the conclusion of your idea, the midas. You don't just want them to get the cognitive process. You want them to get the chokhmah itself, where it originated. Yeah, it's beautiful. Because many times, you know, the Rebbe, we are able to understand, let's say, a mitzvah or a campaign, once he explains it, why we're doing this, like why mitzvah tefillin. But there was always that last point was the mystery of, like, why this one, not this one. Because then it's a Shabbos. He didn't do mitzvah Shabbos. Like a neshek, you know. And I'm not asking questions. I'm just saying that the bina of the Rebbe we understood because he explained it in most cases. The chokhmah, but the truth is, when you really think about it, I don't know about the miftzayim, but even the whole idea of shlichus and everything the Rebbe did, you really think about it. Once the Rebbe did it, because he was the leader, he's the chokhmah. We can develop it once we hear the point, but you can also understand where it came from because you see that the Rebbe looked at the challenges of our generation. Looked at the abilities we have and matched it to and created a system that would work. And the proof is in the pudding. It's a workable model. There are thousands of shluchim out there. So in other words, a workable model, no matter how, despite the yiridus haderes that our generation is not the highest ones, despite that we're not in the highest levels, the need was filled. I'm not saying everything is done perfectly. There's plenty of work to be done. But the model was laid out, and you could go back to the Chochmah of the Rebbe and understand that when he conceived it, like what he said in the first Maamar. So my point is, I'm trying to say, is that the goal here is not just to convey to a student, okay, here's the marching orders, or I'll give you even some of the logic, you know, the Tam of the Psag Din. We spoke, that was Yaakov. Not enough to say Yisrael Zuta, which is a more mature understanding of the concept. You know, where you're already, but you need Yisrael Saba and Tfuna, which is like, in other words, go all the way to the beginning of the process. Communicate that, Nehi, of that, and all the way through of Bina, and all the way that it should be able to be received by people. Yeah, good. I think this is a good conclusion of that. Ubavedi says, Yashlem Yinat Funa. I'll take your question a minute. Let me just. Ubavedi Yashlem says, Yinat Funa Lias Sebechol Hasoga, Lakis Sarach Lias Ezemida. This also was, what was he adding here? An Aveda. What's Tfuna? Aha. In Chochmeh, you don't yet have the real midah. We said we have it, but it's very subtle, and also very, as you said earlier, it's like shasuk rav. Tfuna means that every contemplation should have a midah. Okay. Okay, now I understand. Because there are things that apparently you could say it's an idea that doesn't have a connection to a particular conclusion. Who says everything has to have a conclusion? Mida here, he doesn't just mean ispilus. He means here, like a schus, or, you know, nafkamina, basically. You could say it's abstract, b'chein, right. An application. And tfuna makes sure that every seichel has an application. Why not nehi of chachma? Let me go back to nehi of chachma, because chachma remains a spark. It's still a flash, that's why. And chachma, the mida of chachma, still is only... It's a samtus ha-seichel. It's the power of the seichel, but you can't really. It's not niklet. It's not brought down.
But that's nehi of abba, the same thing.
Yeah, that's chachma. Abba and chachma is the same, but it's not enough. It's like the father's seed, abba, the father without the mother. For the development of the fetus, for the development of the life, you need to have the klita. It has to settle in, and it has to come down to an afkamina. It's almost what they say, babini yaser nitna beisha. A man can come up with great ideas, and often they're not practical. You need someone to say, okay, here's application time. Yeah. Very good. This is excellent, excellent.
Basically, it means Haskalah of Chassidus without the
Avodah. And then at the end of the Maimer, he went to the Avoy, La Nivot Atan. Do me a favor, keep a sense of the time. What time is it now?
1:45.
Well, today I have to finish earlier because I have to give a Kabbalah day in Manhattan. I have to teach a little later.
He's bringing Kabbalah to the masses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crispy will be there too. Oh, yeah. It is? Yeah. Okay, it could be. I think it's $45 was to go, I think. Yeah. Keep going? No. And at the end of the Maimer, he goes back to Abba V'im Tatan, Abba V'im Ilan, that Yeshaya was like the lower Yechud of Shemayim Ba'aretz, and Moshe was the higher, because Yisrael Saba only brings in to say the Ishtalshlus. And the Abba Ilama brings a new Hamshacha that comes after through Taylor. One second. Okay. We're going to learn the next Maimon. We'll go a little further. Go ahead. What do you want to ask me?
I'm not clear about the. We said that Yud has three Kososhal Yud, the Teich, and the end of it. And what's a chiddush to me here was that you're going from Chachma back to the bottom and you're skipping, so to speak, the Teich. The Bina of Chachma. Is there a Bina of Abba? We went from the Chachma of Abba to the Nehi, which transfers it to the Bina. What about the middle part of the Chachma? There's no Bina within the Chachma itself affecting anything here?
He doesn't discuss it here.
No Chagas either.
Chagas is a Bina. It's a Bina. We're talking about within Seichel. The Chachma is a Chachma.
No, I don't need.
He doesn't need
today.
Just
come
down
there.
They have
the Kabbalah
stuff
that people
want. What a powder ring that one's
there. Yeah,
I'm not
saying. Huh? No, it's 79th Street by.
The JCC.
I don't know that. I'm thinking about something done at 79th Street.
Why? The 86th
Street? No,
the JCC. The upper, the west side JCC?
West side?
What's the shul on 79th Street? They're doing something like that. Maybe it's not today.
Today is west side. What time does it begin?
I have to be there at 11.
I know people are coming here first.
Okay, so first of all, he's not. He doesn't go into that here. Simple as that. What he discusses. I mean, he spoke about the midas of chachma, right, which is basically like either the excitement or the inclinations. The the chachma leads to a
midas within chachma, but in order to give bina is the ima of chachma, right?
Is there something missing here? You're trying to fit it into something you've learned elsewhere.
I'm just trying to understand what's happening to bina there.
Bina tfuna.
No, within the chachma, you see, it just doesn't discuss it.
No, and what is? Yeah.
It's interesting. It goes from the highest level right down to nihi, grabs it with these handles.
It's nihi within chachma. It's not nihi.
Nihi of chachma. I understand. Yeah. But there should be a bina. There's a bina of chachma.
They don't go into it.
That's okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that's the point.
He's there.
So we'll learn a little more here. Okay. Okay, Baleskos Aneres Almul Panam Aneres. This is Discourse 35. The last summary of the Friedrich Rebbe and the Maimer was quite cryptic. The last one was Yisrael Sabbatvina Midas Shebemechen Atzman. And this one he calls Asaga Berichuk Mina Etzem. Comprehension that's distant from the core. Okay, Baleskos Aneres Almul Panam Aneres. So this is Shabbos Pasha Baleskos Tafre Shayin Gimel 100 years ago. You shall kindle the flames, the candles. El mul panei neira. Standing facing the face of the menorah. Ye'iru shiva saneiras. The seven flames, the seven branches, the seven candles will radiate. Sorok lahava ma'u panei ha-menorah. What is the meaning of panei ha-menorah? Face of the candelabra, the menorah. She'amar al mul panei menorah ye'iru. What is the meaning of that? Gam tzarich lahavin havelei lemer shisha haneres. Tafi poshet panei menorah ne'aneram tzoy. If you're standing by panei menorah, which is the middle, and there's three on both sides, so you should have said shisha haneres, six candles. Because panei menorah is already said al mul panei menorah means the middle one, and Yerushiva Shisha Nedis from both sides. Six others, three on each side.
Pashas, it means that you put the candles that they should be closer on both sides, they should be facing the middle.
Okay. But Baal Leischa, he's talking about Baal Leischa, the lighting of them.
That's what
it means.
That they should be facing the.
Yeah. Okay, in other words, a comma after Baal Leischa Sanedis. Baal Leischa Sanedis light the claims. And how should that the six should be facing the middle one? Yeah, I'm saying that's
flamers towards the middle.
Yeah, so I was reading Baal Leischa Sanedis El Mul Panei Menorah, and then the Yiru is a separate thing. In other words, the El Mul Panei Menorah is going the Habon, not the okay. Yeah, the Imken Avlem is Shisha Neres Mao Shiva Sanedis. What is seven? So in other words, the pasuk is saying light the candles, and Al Panei Menorah and facing the center. The center, in other words, across the face of menorah, which is the main mitzvah, should be not seven, six, because that's how it should look. In other words, it should be like that. V'hinei Rashi hevi b'shem ha-medrash k'shara ad chanukas hanesim chol shadaite. Rashi brings from the medrash that when Aaron in Parshan Nosei, we had the story of all the nesim, all the leaders of the tribes. They brought their offerings in dedicating the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. So when he saw that, Chol Shadaite, his mind weakened. He felt bad. Why? Because it says, like, look, they're bringing all this, and what am I doing? Kohen Gadol. Amalei Kosh Baruch Chayich Shalcha Gadol Mishalehem. You should know on your life, basically, you could say, that in truth, yours is greater than theirs. Sh'ata madlik ametiv v'zaneiris, because you kindle and will and repair and clean and beautify the neiris. He doesn't answer. He just says to him, "You'll do yours is greater than theirs." He says, "What you'll do the menorah, but what? Why is it greater? Why is it greater than the offerings of the tribe leaders?" Well, Lehavin calls Eish Lag the Mashnas Baraleil. To understand all this, we have to preface what we learned earlier. The Yisrael Savatun Emchinas Midas the Chochma and Bina. Yisrael Savatun is the Midas of Chochma and Bina. Yisrael Savat. Midas of Chochma, Avo. Ve'ein zebchinas midas shebeseichel shein ispailas sichli. And as we explained, it's not the emotions in the seichel, the ispailas sichli, that a person gets excited, his mind gets excited by an idea. Ki'im b'chinas midas shebepatzav ha'mechen atzman. We're talking about midas as they are in the actual structure of the mind. V'hainu hatiyas v'amshochas ha'mechen. See? It's the intelligence as it is leans and inclines and drawn to a particular application, to a particular
conclusion.
Chesed, gvura. So it's not the mida as a mida excitement. Mida, that's excitement. Midas are emotions. It's not the emotions in the mind. It's the inclinations in the mind, which will later can become midas. So a person like a judge could basically be dispassionate. He could say, here, you know, a classic story where the judge can say, "You win. You brought the case to the court. You win the money or whatever. You win. You're going to dance and celebrate." The judge goes home. He doesn't. For him, it was just simply a meichendik thing that brought to his chus. For you, it comes into emotion. For him, it doesn't. So you see, the mida is there, but for him, it's an intellectual process. Yeah.
He might have his old meters and
you know,
at the end said, "Well, I had to say it, but I wish I wouldn't have
to,
you know."
What? You have the classic story where they say about the guy, in the olden days where a guy could not read, people couldn't read, so they hired readers, right? So they hired people to read. So they read, so a letter arrives, and they hire someone to read it, and the guy is reading, he suddenly faints. Because the guy was reading that his father died. So the reader went, "Ah." Because to him, it doesn't care. He's just reading. He's just being paid to read. It doesn't matter to him whether it's a simcha or a tragedy. But the son can't read, but it's negated to him. It's actually, I never thought about it this way because it answers a lot of questions. When you talk about midas and mechen, midas, mechen. The mother's midas doesn't always mean what we think is just emotions in the mind. What does that mean, emotions in the mind? So yes, so there's an excitement element that you could learn something, get excited. But he's saying that's not it. It's actually the inclination. It's very good. In other words, chesed and gevurah from the top down doesn't begin as a midah as we know it, as a full-blown emotion. It begins as an inclination. Chesed, gevurah, chesed to the right, gevurah to the left.
Like Hillel and Shammai, you know?
Yeah. Seichel on its own goes all directions and looks at its subject in every possible way. No, it's just a beautiful way to see the process. Ubapratis Yisrael Savatfuna Himchinis Nihi Dava. And detail, as we learned at the end, it's the Nihi, as we said, the handles of Abba Nima. Shazam Shachas Hamechel the Muchus Nivdal Mehem. And this is that the Mechel should come to a Muchus Nivdal, like he said, to something outside of them. So it's not just the inclination of Chesed and Gevurah of a judge, it's actually explaining it. That ultimately should be explained to someone outside. That's really what Avram the others did. That's why this addition is negay. If you don't bring the he, it remains okay. The judge. So Avram the others were like judges. They told it. They said what they said. And they went back home. They want to know. They brought it down into the world. They brought it down into nivdal mehem, into something nivdal mehem. And it starts with nihi, like he said, nivdal. The first chachma first starts that it's a gilul la'atzmei, and then it's a gilul la'zulasei, and the bina klita tfuna brings it down. All the way, okay. For who inyan mayim amukim ish tfunis yad leno shedelo mashkel acherim. This is the idea of mayim amukim, deep waters. Ish tfunis, a man of understanding, yad leno draws. Shadela, he draws omashka and waters or feeds or sustains mashka gist, say pours for others. So he's the shad hamashkin. He's the guy with the bottle. It's taken from here and pouring to here. That's very nice. Okay, that's tefuna. So he's taken from chachma and pouring it to down. That's good. Now this doesn't get easier, my friends. This is going to get real kabbalistic. Now it says in Eitz Chaim, chapter Kuf Lamed Zayin, Shad Yudalad Perek Dalad, in case you want to look it up. Eitz Chaim, Shad Yudalad Perek Dalad. The soul Savatfuna Him Ba'oiz Hei the Shem Havaya. The soul Savatfuna is the letter Hei of Shem Havaya, the second letter. When it's Boresham and he explains it, the higher, even higher than Yisrael Sab and Tfuna, we said, remember, the Yichud Chodesh, the new innovation, not the others. Hen be'es Yud is in the letter Yud. So here we go. Maybe that's why he's not speaking about Bina and Chachma, because it's confusing enough as it is. So now we have a new thing is happening now. We have Chachma Bina lower, that's Yisrael Sab and Tfuna. That's the midas in Chochmah and Bina, or Nehi in Chochmah and Bina, and then you have the higher Abavim as Meichen
Be'etzem. I think the difference is that the.
So now, one second. The lower one that I just said, Abavim Tatoin, which is Yisrael Sabah, is the Hey of Shem Avaya. So within Chochmah Bina itself, which is a Yud, it itself also has a Yud Kevavke. She says, Tamili Vav Dalot U Bina Vakom Nichol Ba Yud.
That's
a boy loin. Yeah. In other words, when you look write as yud, there's a dot, yud is dot, then you write yud vav dalet. Vav dalet is the bina within it, but it's all hakol nichol bayud, but it's all in the yud. So this letter yud, when we call b'miluye, so let me explain that. Letters in alpha and Hebrew obviously have the letter. There are many other elements. There's gematria. There's the count. There's the number. There's the shape. There's the meaning, right? But another thing is called a milui. A milui means when you write it out. For example, when we speak about shema, ban, sagu, ma, and ab, that's the different configurations of the miluim. So, like he explains in Tanya, but more in there's a called rusha miluim from the Alter Rebbe. He explains miluim is that just like what is a milui? Milui is something that's not obvious when you pronounce the word. Like when you say shema. You don't say shin, yud, nun, you know, shin. You say sh, the ma. But when you spell out, shin would be shin, yud, nun. Ma is mem, hey. And then ayin, yud, nun. So he explains that everything in life, you have the obvious meaning of it. And the milui gives you like the inner story, the inside story. So when you really want to know what something means, you want to know it, not just the obvious. So whatever name you have, let's say, Eliezer. Yezu is the name. It means Kaleza. It means helping God. Right. Exactly. Delamashkachem. The same idea. Yezu was drew and poured for others. Or a name like Tzvi. Or Moshe. Or Avram. Or Zalman. Okay, so we have everybody's names. I don't want to discriminate. So a name is the name. The name has meaning. But if you want to know deeper, the deeper dimensions, Eliezer would be Eliezer's Aleph Lamed Pei, which has a meaning also. And it has gematria. So sometimes the gematria. So now, it's a dimension beneath the surface. Think of it like that. So basically, now go back to here. So when we speak Yud Kei Vav Kei, generally it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. But more specifically, Chochma is Yud, obviously. So he's saying now that in Eitz Chaim he says, that in the Chochmah Bina itself, so Sabatun is the Hey of Shem Avaya. And the Yud of Shem Avaya is the higher Chochmah Bina, and that also has a Chochmah Bina, because their Bina is the Vav Dalet in the Yud. A Kol Nichol Bayud. V'Abu Imet Tatoyin, which is Yisrael Sabat Tfuna, just for the record. Hein Be'esei, Rishen Hashem, K'sivosei Hu She'esen Tchile Yud, V'achach Achesei Memenu HaHei. So the obvious is Oisei. How do you make an Oisei? When you write it, every letter you write, you always begin with a Yud. You can't write a letter without making a dot. So you begin, he says, making a yud. And from the, like the top of the hay, you begin with there. So if the first corner of the top, the roof of the hay, is a yud. And you just extend it, and you make a line down, and then you make the left leg.
You wish that a line with a point.
Well, that says that clearly. I mean, there's, in Safras, that's what you do. Everything starts with a yud. Is it a shin, whatever. Okay. So now, what do we have? So tchiliyud v'akachis minuvim v'hen yisol sav v'tfuna d'bechlal u'b'chinas bina. In general, that's the level of bina.
What, the whole
hay? Hay in general, we say yud. Usually in Sfiris goes yud is chachma, hay is bina, vav is za, midas, and malchus is the last hay. Here he's obviously talking in chachma itself, chachma and bina actually. So you have yisol sav and tfuna is basically chachma and bina, the lower chachma and bina. Okay? Lower chachma bina. Then you have.
But the focus is on the hay, and the stress is on the hay.
Yeah.
The first one.
And the stress is on the hay. That's an ois hay of shema vaya. And chachma bina eloin, abin eloin, is the stress is on the yud. The yud also has a vav dalet. That's the bina in it. And the hay also has a yud, which is the chachma in it. So the question is, what's your focus on? So each has a yud. One is the yud is the main and has a vav dal bina within it. And so sabat funa, bina is the primary. The hay is the primary. And it has a yud, the chachma within it. That's what he says in Eitz Chaim. Remember, don't be intimidated by the cryptic elements of this. It's just levels. This is the mechanics of it. Then we're going to go and understand it. Remember, it all comes back to. See, the Rebbe Rashab is grounding it in real sources and these aces, but it comes down to just keep in mind, it's the Ovis drawing down Elikus into the world from the highest level of the point all the way through Binat into existence. That's what you got to keep in mind. And it'll be a lot easier than the level of Yisrael Saba. And that's Yisrael Saba and Funa, essentially. So replace Yisrael Saba with Midas of Meichen or Chachma. Tfuna is Bina, Midas of Bina. And then there's a higher level of Abba V'Ima. I'm not saying it's not complicated, but I know that sometimes you read this, you almost like dismiss and say, okay, this is, let's skip this over and get. But it's really just the code language for what I just described as being drawing down through these levels. But he's grounding it. It's grounded in real sources. It's not just Aesius. So the tella is that someone who learned Eitz Chaim, how they know what it meant. That's the question. But that goes back to when you learn Chumash without Rashi, how they know what it meant. But it would be quite amazing that a Mekubal was able to read one line in Eitz Chaim and like, no, oh, that's the Hamshach of Enris and Kalim and Gvul and so on. Or you could say, that's why we say, Kabbalah is a beer and Chassidus, not Chassidus is a beer and Kabbalah. You know? In other words, Kabbalah is giving you the elements on the map, but the real explanation of it is what Chassidus says about it all.
No, you just learn. Later on. If you learn the Chachma, you'll know everything. If you know the Mishnah, a real Kapkan will know everything, the Brises and everything associated with and the whole Gemara from there.
Yeah. Let me just, I have to move a little quicker here because it's not,
It's 10 o'clock.
Leave in 10 minutes. I'm going to leave. V'neida de Yud Hashem Havaya, and it's known that the Yud of Shem Havaya obchines Atzilus Shabbat Silas. The Yud of Shem Havaya is Atzilus within Atzilus. Dainu Atzmis Atzilus. It means the core nature of Atzilus. Now let me just say one thing about these, because this again.
Which is
Chachma. That this also sometimes needs, it's not explained properly. When Chassidus keeps talking about Hiskalus, microcosm, macrocosm, like the hologram, it's not just cute, you know, and just complicate matters. The fact is, existence is a unified entity. And unity dictates that despite the diversity, it really is the same thing as repeated in different forms and fashions. Now, obviously, there's a real structure. You know, a fire is not water. But the point of the matter is that everything really encompasses everything else, with one thing being a primary element. Like, you know, what is it? A human body has 70% water?
Yeah.
But you think 70% water? Where's the water? I mean, you see a body, you don't see any water. You know, like those two chassidim learning the Kutei Torah, and it says, the Alter Rebbe says that 2/3 of the earth is covered in water and 1/3 is land. So one chassid says to the next, wherever I look, I see land. Where's this water? So he says, okay, the Alter Rebbe says it, you have to accept it with amunah. You know? So, My point is, why? Because the water is part of so much other things going on that you don't see it. It blends in. But the point is that, in other words, Atzilus of Atzilus, it's understanding when you say something, you want to say, what is the Atzilus within Atzilus, the core nature of Atzilus? If you want to say, what is the core Atzilus as it relates to Biyah, you say Briya and Atzilus. So think of a teacher. You want to know, what describe a teacher. So if you want to say him as a teacher, you have to say him, he's a teacher to students. So you describe him in the context of how good he teaches. But if someone says, is that really his core? No, you want to know the teacher within the teacher, so to speak. You have to go to how he thinks about ideas outside of students. So you can have the same entity, it just depends what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on the thing within the thing itself, then you're talking about its personality. Then you're talking about its relationship with something else. Then you're saying the Briya within Atzilus, the Yetzira within Atzilus. Just a way to communicate. So, Haina Atzmis Atzilus, that's Yud. So in other words, going back, Abba v'ime Elayin is really the Atzim of Atzilus, basically. Because just like in the spheres, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Chachma Bina Midas Malchus, in the Elamis, Atzilus is Yud, Briya is Hei, Yitzir is Vav, and Asiya is Hei, the last Hei. So they all are, so they're all there. But don't mistake that Asiya is the Hei of Atzilus. Hei of Atzilus is just in the level of Atzilus, already has an element that's going to relate to Asiya. That doesn't make it Asiya, just keep that in mind. So the Hei is B'chinas Bina, B'chinas B'riya Sheb Atzilus. The B'abiya Sheb Atzilus, B'chinas Abina, Shehei Rishen, Rishem Avaya, B'riya Sheb Atzilus. Because Abiyah, within Atzilus, we have four worlds. Atzilus, B'riya, Atzilus, Sheb, as I said, as they relate to them. So the Bina, the first hey, not the last day. The first day begins Briya Shabbatzilus, the Chachma, Shu Esu to Shema Vaya begins Satzilus Shabbatzilus. Okay. So in other words, everything we learned about Atzilus now can all be zeroed in into the Chachma, the highest level of Chachma, the real Atzilus manifests. If you do that, Atzilus is Gileam Hu's Delakus, and it's known that Atzilus is the revelation of the personality of the divine. That the Mehus Erakav radiates there. So even though we say all of Atzilus is Alakus, say Iyu v'Chayu Echad, Iyu v'Gamu Echad, the energies are one, the containers are one. Yet we also say Chochmah is the conduit. Where's the first place that the godliness manifests in Atzilus is in Chochmah. And from there it will extend to the rest. So that's what he's saying here. So in Chachma, what is that? That's the Mehus Er HaKav. So we know the Kav comes all the way from after the Tzimtzum and rooted all the way to the energy before the Tzimtzum. So the personality of the Kav in all the spheres of Atzilus, Chachma is the main place where it resides. Or where it relates to Kilimus. This is the primary difference, the general difference between Atzilus and Biyah. The Be'elim is Biyah, Pachinus Ayyidiyah, Samitsiyah, Slavad. In Biyah, you only know that there's a God. But you're not, it's like saying, we say Mitsiyah, as I said many times, Yidiyah Mitsiyah means you know that your family exists, but you don't see them right here because they left the room. They're not in the room. So you know they're Mitsiyah. You can't say Muchus. I'm not talking about because you know them from memory. I'm talking about right now. So someone walks into, it's not a good example, family, because you know them. Let's say someone walks into this room right now, you never met him before, that's Mehus. Then he leaves the room, or someone tells you he exists, that's Metzius. Metzius is basically being told a story about something, and Mehus is experiencing it yourself. And, I mean, there are sometimes different explanations, but that, for practical purposes, is a good way to... Atzilus experiences it, and Briyah hears about it. But it hears. In Asiya, Ruchni, where we are, we don't even hear. I mean, we're told the story, obviously, but we don't really hear it because we have a lot of blockages. But Biyah hears it. It's like a makabel that hears from Moshe Rabbeinu, tell me what's going on in the world of God, and you hear it in full glory. So there's a lot going on in Biyah. There's no words. But it's not, you can't say it's a direct personal experience. It's a reflection of. That's what reflection means. It's like someone seeing a beautiful piece of art and someone being told, telling another person that's what it looks like, and you say, wow, that's beautiful. It's not like you didn't actually see it. You say sometimes, ma koi like Makoi and Zeh. So Zeh means Zeh. Here, I'm pointing to it. Koi means I could describe it. Okay. So we don't even have the mitzvahs of the kav, but muhusakav means it's directly experiencing the light itself, not a reflection of it, not a story of it, not an echo, not a diminished. It's the muhusakav. Okay, not diminished, but it's the muhus. Yeah. There you go. And even though the kav itself is a reflection, very nice, only if the ma'atma say it ain't so from the core of it ain't so, which itself is also only from atzmus. And what radiates in atzilus and illuminates that's only a reflection of kav. Nevertheless, it's true, it's a reflection. But the reflection itself, atzilus, is comprehended by Atzilus, the actual personality of this reflection. Okay. So obviously there's all levels.
So are we able to experience Mahus in Olam HaSiyah HaGashmi?
You can, but that's a different discussion. And I would have to, you have to find the examples of it. Mahus, the problem is that the Tzimtzum and the layers are so profound that even if you experience Mahus, it's either fleeting, or it's extremely diluted. I mean, you have examples of it. Look, when we say Yom Kippur, when a neshama is awakes, or those moments of magical moments, moments of truth, it's in a muhus. But you know how hard it is to hold on to that. That's like, I have to stop here, because I have to go to this thing, and I have no way around that. Even though I'd love to continue, I will continue, but I know the Sunday group... Welcome back. Okay, let's stop here. We did the beginning of Maimer 35, page Reis Samachay, chapter, the beginning of chapter 137.